Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, stick around for one of the most odd and bizarre group therapies we've had all year. It involves... It does involve a little bit of that.
It involves that. Okay. And then we hear about a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
A lot of liar, pants on fire, and how it's helping them get ahead in the world.
Yeah, and then Blanche the granny is searching for love.
Never too late.
That's right, with Miss Connections, plus setting the bar stories and more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
You remember the song London Bridge by Fergie, right?
How could we forget it?
Yeah, so there is a, I don't know, maybe there a little secret. Maybe it's not really a secret, but the video for that song that Fergie did way back in the day wasn't actually filmed on London Bridge, right?
Okay.
They used Tower Bridge. It was a nearby bridge instead.
Okay.
Now we know why. It's because... Fergie was remaking her London Bridge video for the Netflix comedy Too Much, and Megan Stalter is the star of the show, and Fergie's there with it, and they're strutting down London Bridge, which is way less attractive than the actual Tower Bridge.
Oh,
singing the song.
Watch it, British! I'm with Fergie!
God, this is the bridge that everyone's making a big fuss about. It smells like piss.
Oh. Yeah, now you see why we didn't shoot here originally.
Got it. Listen, we were looking at the aesthetics. This is not as pleasing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, is this the bridge everyone's making a fuss about? It smells like pee. And Fergie's like, yeah.
But Tower Bridge wouldn't have the same ring to it if the song was about Tower Bridge.
How come every
time
you come...
Tower, Tower?
You yeah. come around my tower bridge.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Keeps falling. Yeah. And the nursery rhyme is London Bridge came falling
exactly.
down, right?
Exactly.
And isn't
London
it,
Bridge is falling
yeah,
down,
yeah, yeah.
falling
isn't
down,
there,
falling down. Yeah.
Isn't there an actual like history to it?
I don't know. I have not spent any time on researching that.
Wait, did London
Bridge really fall down?
Really fall down? That's the first thing people look for.
Okay. What's the answer? You know, AI has
London
instantly
Bridge
scoured the internet for us.
Actually fell down back in the year 1014 because Viking leader, I don't know.
Can't pronounce the name.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're a Viking leader, I guess.
They
took
ran
it
into
down,
it? Okay.
Took it down.
All
yeah.
right.
So, yeah, I guess.
So,
I guess
Fergie
it,
did her research. She's like, oh, according to this,
well,
that bridge actually fell down. Let's do a song about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was after
the nursery rhyme.
The nursery rhyme. Yeah. I mean, sure. There's a nursery rhyme for it. So,
sure.
Anyways.
Well, whoever came up with the nursery rhyme did their research then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So, anyways.
Wow.
I think now we're kind
what
of
a little trip into that old song.
I know. Now we're kind of learning a little bit more of the backstory. Maybe you already knew that it wasn't filmed on London Bridge.
Didn't know that. Didn't really care.
I didn't really pay much attention.
No.
Nor
I don't know if I've ever seen the video, to be honest.
Yeah, you have.
No.
The song is like 20 years old.
I know, but when was the last time we were like watching videos, music videos?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was probably a child when MTV launched, when I would sit there and watch music videos.
Well, sure. I get that.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's kind of funny that Fergie's now addressing it. She's like, yeah, that's why we didn't shoot here.
Like, I told you.
It's not cute. It shows a dog walking up and sniffing a vape that's just laying on the ground. There's like trash. It's
sure.
Like, yeah.
Like, see?
Told you.
Told y'all.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we'll get to a feel good. Kelly K.
With, you know, the tragedies that have happened after flooding there in Texas, especially around Camp Mystic. We have to shine a spotlight on some heroes that are emerging out of that situation, too. One of them being Coast Guard swimmer Scott Ruskin.
Mm-hmm.
He's being called a hero for saving 165 people.
Wow.
In the devastating floods there at Camp Mystic. Even more astounding, this was his first rescue mission.
I got on scene, boots on the ground at Camp Mystic. Kind of discovered I was the only person there as far as like first responders go. So yeah, I had about 200 kids mostly, all scared, terrified, cold. Having probably the worst day of their life, and I just kind of need to triage them, get them to a higher level of care. I was kind of the main guy as far as like grabbing people, usually like 15 to 10 kids at a time, maybe one adult with them, and bringing them over to those 60s and getting them to a different LZ that was kind of safe and had more first responders than just myself out there. So yeah, this was my first experience, but I really just kind of relied on the training we get. Coast Guard rescue swimmers get some of the highest level training in the world. Just knowing that any of the rescue swimmers in the Coast Guard would have done the exact same, if not better than me. The real heroes, I think, were too the kids on the ground. Like, those guys are heroic, and, you know, they were dealing with some of the worst times of their lives, and they were staying strong, and that helped inspire me to kind of get in there and help them out.
Mm.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, just single-handedly being responsible for that many people and getting them out of harm's way.
Right.
And then, yeah, there's a lot of other stories of, you know, some teenage kids that were counselors in the boys' camps that got every single one of them out.
Like
that's going
good.
Down,
yeah.
Swimming them up to the rafters and then getting them to higher ground for them to be rescued. Just unbelievable stories like that are also emerging to kind of give you hope. You can read more about Scott and his story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
At the risk of giving this guy more publicity, Billy McFarland.
I know, right? I know. It's
so,
like, God, why?
Billy McFarland is the Fyre Festival guy. He's the guy that partnered with Ja Rule.
Had first that disaster at Netflix special.
Yes,
documentaries
a disaster
about it.
Went festival.
To jail.
He tried to promote it with using all these influencers and
models.
They all showed up to a festival that wasn't a thing.
Didn't happen.
It was a disaster. There was too much for this tiny island where the festival was going to take place. The infrastructure wasn't there. It was a disaster.
Yes.
He served almost 4 years in prison for that.
So what do you do when you get out of prison? Let's try to do it again.
So he tried to get Fyre Festival 2 going this year. That turned out to also be kind of a bust.
A big nothing burger.
So he decided, you know what? I'm going to auction off the name.
I'm going to sell the brand.
On eBay.
Well, he tried to sell it like privately. He had like a deal lined up, seven-figure deal lined up.
Uh-huh.
Fell through.
So now he's
plan
going to
D
eBay.
Is eBay.
eBay. And
did he start the bidding? Where did he start the bidding?
So the price is only up to about $200,000.
Oh.
There are 99 bids on Firefest right now.
Okay.
So people are biting. There are 6 days left if you want to toss in a bid.
They're going to have to change the name, right? Because
no,
I
he's
feel
saying
like
the name is what is going to get you publicity.
Oh,
that's what he's saying.
But it's not good publicity. I mean, I don't know of another name that can be more tainted when it comes to an organization or festival.
Why wouldn't you trust Billy McFarland?
Why wouldn't you?
Whoever owns the Fyre brand will have an attention engine to launch festivals, do merch collabs, do insane pop-ups, run live streams, build a media brand.
Mm-hmm. This is what he's hoping. He's hoping that somebody will make this a success in some capacity.
And so
that he can sit back there and be like,
That's what I created. That's what I created.
That's my brainchild. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
So, again, I understand by even just talking about this, we are giving him more publicity than he deserves.
And there's extreme eye rolling.
Yes.
Extreme eye rolling.
Yes.
Like, bless his heart. Like, so, he had a vision.
He had a vision.
You know, it's like kind of like when you look at the story of how Jesse Cole started the Savannah Bananas. You know, he buys his baseball team. He has a vision of bringing entertainment to baseball.
Yeah.
They sold 2 tickets.
Yeah.
When they first started. He was sleeping on a mattress, mortgaged his house, like put everything on the line.
Right.
That worked out for him. It didn't really work out the same way for Billy.
Well, maybe Billy McFarland is still looking for his Savannah Banana moment.
He's still looking for a Savannah Banana moment.
All right. So that's the latest. Hopefully that's the last we'll talk about it ever.
Oh, you know it's not going to be. Especially if somebody actually... Well, and it looks it. Like...
It looks like someone's going to win the bid.
Someone's going to win the bid. If there are bids...
Someone will win the bid.
Someone is going to win. Now, whether they decide, you know what? I was just kidding. I'm going to back out of the sale. I don't want to go ahead and
They would risk their eBay rating, though, if they did that.
They would risk
Billy McFarland would probably give them a bad eBay rating.
This is a bad buyer.
That's right.
Beware of this buyer.
That's right. That's why I have a ghost eBay account that I can do all that stuff on.
Oh, no one can tie it back to you?
That's right.
Got it. Are you going to toss in a bid?
No.
I mean, I think you missed your window at like $5.
Def not.
Yeah.
But there you go. That's the latest.
Oh, we can just hope that he gets his moment. That somebody takes this festering turd of a brand and makes it into something amazing.
Again, he's looking for his Savannah Banana moment.
It's going to be like the next Bonnaroo, but even better. this is going to be Lollapalooza.
You know, maybe
tropical luxury.
Maybe Jack Harlow will throw a bid in there and replace Gazebo Fest.
I think Jack Harlow's
with
smarter
than Fire Fest.
I feel like Jack Harlow's smarter than
probably
that,
he is.
Yeah.
But a little phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I would like to nominate my husband, Neil, for a phone tap. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of moving to a new house across town, so he's had to deal with a lot of details lately.
Sure.
I think you should take advantage of him while he's frazzled, LOL. I'm evil. I know.
Oh,
signed,
wow.
Andrea.
All right. So, Robert Hassenpepper... Not a real person, but he works for a donation organization. Just call in to thank Neil for his generous donations. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Neil?
Yeah, this is Neil. Who's this?
Hi, Neil. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm the manager at Donation Center. We're the guys who picked up the donations from your porch today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. My wife called you. You guys were taking the stuff. We're not moving.
Right, yes. Your wife left us her number and yours in case we... had to call in case there was an issue or something.
Okay, yeah. Was there a problem?
Oh, no, sir. No problem at all. There was nobody at your house when our guys did the pickup, so I just wanted to call and thank you again for your donation.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great, you know. And whenever you move, you always end up with stuff you don't need to hang on to, so, you know, decided to give it away.
Well, that's very generous of you, sir. And we put that stuff for sale in our store, and the money goes to... a great cause, and you had some really nice stuff, so I just wanted to thank you personally.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling. We're very happy to help.
Well, yeah, you had some really nice stuff. Dishes and the dining room set.
Yeah. All that stuff on the porch was stuff we didn't want to move, so.
Right, yeah, we already put some of your things up for sale in our store, and the dining room set and the recliner, that one sold already.
Oh, well, I don't think the recliner was from us. We have a recliner, but that wasn't on the porch with the giveaway stuff.
Well, it's on the list of stuff that came from your house, so...
All right, well, it better not be mine. I love my recliner.
Well, the notes say it was a big brown leather recliner.
Yeah, that sounds like mine, but that was definitely not on the porch.
I see. Well, the guy said your front door was open, and it looked like some of the stuff near the door was supposed to be stuff for us to take, so...
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Wait, near the door? No. We said take the stuff from the porch. The things on the porch are the things that we're donating.
Well, I don't know. They said some of the stuff inside the house looked like it was packed up and ready for us.
No. If it was packed up, it's because we're moving. It was packed up to be moved, not to be taken.
Right. So the box that said baseball cards wasn't for us to take, right?
No. Why would you think that you could take that? No.
Well, it was in a box, sir, and it had a label.
Yeah, it was in my house. It was in the house.
Okay, well, sorry about that. You can come by and pick up the ones that are left if you want.
What do you mean, the ones that are left? The that are left?
Well, see, sir, some of the cards sold pretty quickly. We had had them out for 10 cents each.
Dude, 10 cents each? That's my baseball card collection. Those are some very valuable cards in there.
Well, this seems like a bit of a misunderstanding, and you seem a bit upset right now. I can tell.
You're f***ing right I'm upset. I seem upset. I want my stuff back. I want you to bring the stuff back to my house that you took out of my house.
Oopsies.
Okay, well, the recliner's gone, but we've got a bunch of old recliners here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Gosh. I'm going to let you pick any recliner you want from the store.
No, I don't want some nasty old recliner. I want my recliner back. My baseball cards, the stuff that you stole from my house. I want my cards and my recliner. I want my stuff back.
I understand. You want your baseball cards. I get that. You want your recliner. What about the radio?
The radio? Well, I don't know. What was the radio? Was there a radio?
Oh, I don't know, but you're going to need a radio to listen to this phone tap.
The what?
The phone tap, Neil. It's Ben Davis at 99.7 DJX, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Neil.
Andrea told us that you were a little stressed from the move, and I think she was right.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Oh, my God, you guys are crazy. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's okay.
You can hear the relief.
I'm 85% sure you still have a recliner in your house.
Well, that's a bit generous. It's a bit generous.
The door was open, so we just walked figured, inside.
Like, this must be
stuff.
Us, too. This must be for us, too.
Yep.
I hope you don't mind. I kept a couple of those baseball cards because you're right. They were pretty valuable.
Thank you for boxing them up and labeling them for us. That's real easy for us.
All right, there you go. A little phone tap. All right, we do this segment every morning called Setting the Bar Story, which is what, Kelly?
The bar is kind of like a little hurdle that we kind of put low to the ground thinking you can successfully jump over it by just not doing this and you're having a good day.
Right, if you could manage to make it through the day without stealing a beloved Ronald McDonald statue right out of a McDonald's, you're doing okay.
Wow, people are going to notice, A, that it's gone. B, if you want to display it in your yard or something.
Yeah, where are you going to put this thing?
Where are you going to put it?
Especially if you're a teenager, where are your parents going to say?
Seriously.
Hey, where'd you get that? I found it.
Will?
Found it.
Or thrifting?
Yeah, so there were some teenagers there in Pennsylvania. They were caught on camera.
Oh, boy.
Stealing a Ronald McDonald statue.
Do they not understand that most businesses have cameras?
Maybe they don't.
Okay.
No idea where the employees were.
Oh.
Because it seems like it was during the day.
Okay.
Police said in a statement, "We're not clowning around. This was a full-blown McNapping. Ronald was last seen smiling as usual, unaware of the betrayal. Witnesses say he didn't even put up a fight. We get it. Times are tough and therapy is expensive, but kidnapping a plastic icon of joy, that's a McFelony."
That is a McFelony.
Here's the manager.
"I was very angry. I woke up to a text with a picture of the wall, and it said, 'Where's Ronald?' I'm like, so then when I would check the footage, you could see them in here horsing around a bit, and then it was busy, and they just scooched out the two side doors."
Meanwhile, Matchbox 20 is playing in the background.
Absolutely. Because Muzak is still going.
Right, exactly.
Still going.
They got it cranked there at the McDonald's. So
it's a McParty at the McDonald's. Yeah,
and a McFelony, apparently.
That's McStealing.
Yeah, that is McStealing, which we McNot do.
That is a McNono.
Yes. McYes.
So, kids, bring it back. You're going to have some consequences, some McConsequences to face.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without McStealing a McStatue of Ronald McDonald, then you're doing okay.
I mean, most of us know not to do that. It's someone else's decoration. It's not for they didn't even offer to buy it.
No. That's your Mick Setting the Bar Story on 99.7 Mick DJX. Look, sometimes you see someone, maybe it's just a glance, and you're like, oh, wow, that person is really attractive, and I'd love to get to know them, but you don't get a name or number because you're not in the right spot to do it. What do you do?
How else do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet, we find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Woman for man, this is titled Peaches, Cottage Cheese, and Love. We're at a retirement home.
Oh!
So I feel as though I may need to try to channel...
Channel that energy?
Channel that energy.
Okay.
To the very distinguished gentleman in the gray New Balance sneakers.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good...
Okay,
woman.
Sure.
We've locked eyes 3, maybe 4 times now, or possibly more. My cataracts aren't what they used to be.
Oh, my gosh.
You were by the cafeteria grabbing a bran muffin.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrestling the plastic wrap off my peaches and cottage cheese with all the grace of a sloth on Ambien.
Oh, my gosh.
Sparks flew.
Okay.
Or maybe it was just my sciatic nerve flaring up again. Either way, I felt something.
Wow.
You have an air of mystery, gentle confidence, and this may sound crazy, the ability to tie your own shoes without grunting.
Wow.
That's youth right there. You must be, what, 82, 83? A child, really.
Oh, wow. She's hunting.
I've seen your family visit. Lovely folks. I introduced myself to your daughter as your, quote, retirement girlfriend. She laughed awkwardly. But I suspect she didn't pass along the message. How rude.
She's telling his family?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I don't know your name. Was it Ted? George? Something solid and dependable like Frank? But I know this. If you're interested in a shy, sassy 80-something minx who still owns a working fondue set... and occasionally remembers her Netflix password. I'd like to invite you over to see if the inside of your room is the same layout as mine.
Oh.
If you know what I mean, winky face.
Oh, wow.
Respond with a wink, a wave, or just pass me an extra napkin tomorrow at lunch.
Wow.
I'll be the one hoarding salt packets and pretending I don't have a third cat.
Okay.
Fondly but firmly, Blanche from B12.
Wow.
Yeah. P.S. My hearing aid is usually set to whisper sweet nothings, so try not to sneak up on me.
I really hope for them.
It's never too late.
Never
too
late.
She's shooting her shot.
She is. In fact, she's laying the groundwork with the family.
Absolutely.
She's laying the groundwork.
Listen,
with the family.
I'm a little salty. They didn't say anything. I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's Craigslist missed connections. All right. Man for woman, you returned your cart and stole my heart. Kroger parking lot.
Oh, already. That's a solid quality.
To the stunning woman in the black leggings and baseball cap, you were simply returning a grocery cart. But to me, it felt like watching a romantic comedy in real time. Except I'm not a paid actor making millions, LOL. I was in my car.
Yeah.
Mentally preparing to go home and microwave leftovers for one.
Oh.
When I saw you.
Oh.
You walked your cart all the way back to the return like a true parking lot angel. And I thought, wow, she's not just hot. She's considerate.
Yes.
Be still, my dad bod heart. You had this confident yet chill vibe like someone who owns a dog that behaves in public. The baseball hat, adorable.
Yeah.
Like I could fix a sink or go to brunch energy.
Yes.
I didn't see a ring, but also I was blinded by sheer awe in a crumpled Chipotle receipt stuck to my dash. I thought about honking at you and saying, hey, I like your hat.
Yeah, no.
But immediately imagined you reporting me as a lunatic.
Absolutely.
So instead, I just smiled at the steering wheel and then reversed directly into a Honda Civic.
Oh, no.
By the
Oh, we backed into a car?
By the time I had exchanged insurance info, tried to look cool while sweating through my shirt, and processed the existential shame spiral that is post-divorce flirting.
Oh, no.
You were gone.
That's a lot of information in that sentence. Yeah.
Like a coupon that expired.
Oh, dang it.
Yesterday.
Isn't that the worst?
If you're reading this and remember a guy in a red Subaru that looked both intrigued and mildly concussed, that was me.
Okay.
I'd love a second chance to say hi, or at least ask you what you bought.
Okay.
I assume probably hummus, maybe almond milk, something sexy but responsible.
Sexy but responsible. Got it.
Let's try again before I injure someone else with my lack of game.
Wow, bless his heart. He's just trying to get back out there.
Sincerely, Jason, 40, learning to merge back into traffic and love.
Oh, wow. Well, learning just really to just to get out safely from a parking lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So,
bless his heart, though.
So we're looking for Blanche's retirement boyfriend.
Well, Blanche and B12. Yeah, she's at the retirement home, and she's just still looking. It's never too late.
Or the lady who's returning carts in the parking lot in Kroger.
Yeah.
Any of you, I guess, will do.
Sure.
Wear leggings and a baseball cap.
Absolutely. That narrows it down, doesn't it?
Right. It's Craigslist Missed Connection. It's Ben and Kelly and a feel good. All right, every hour we give you feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
Got to shine the spotlight on a couple of 14-year-old boy heroes.
All right.
A 72-year-old woman named Kyle in Montana got pinned under her riding mower when it tipped over.
Jeez.
She got pinned under the side, not the blades.
All right.
She was trapped there for 4 hours.
Holy cow.
She was starting to run out of breath when these two boys on a jet ski saw her and rushed to shore to help. Danny was one of those boys who helped to save her.
I went down several feet, but the rock stopped the lawnmower from going the rest of the way. So it just rolled over on its side, and I was trapped underneath it. And we figure I was there for about 4 hours. I thought I was on my last breath, and then I saw my heroes come.
So I was basically telling her, you're not going to die. You're going to stay with us. I feel like there was some sort of divine intervention to make me look at that hillside and see her.
They will be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It
wow.
took five people to lift it off of her, and she spent 4 days in the hospital with a bruised rib cage, fractured spine, but she's okay.
That's good.
And she's got the boys to thank.
Yeah, for sure.
For seeing her at just the nick of time. You can see their full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We've been on the air for a long time.
Long time.
This may rank up there as one of the most bizarre messages we've received. And honestly,
that's saying something, because we've heard and seen a lot of things.
We've been sitting on this a hot second because
sure.
we're like, is this even real?
Right.
And then we're like, all right, why not?
Running with it. Let's run with it.
Why not? So group therapy on the way, and it involves hypnosis. We'll say that.
All right.
All right. That's coming up. Give us just a few on 99.7 EJX. I was just looking at our YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a gratuitous plug at Ben and Kelly Show. Click subscribe so you never miss anything.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
One of our most viral, I guess, videos, you could say, is when hypnotist Rich Guzzi, do you remember him?
Yes.
He came into the radio station and he hypnotized our intern into thinking that he was giving birth.
Yes.
And so that has...
How many views does that have?
I mean, that it's up there. It's got over 65,000 views on it. Not one of the biggest videos in our repertoire. I think there's an interview with Katy Perry and a Wheel of Dares bet that has over 200,000. But this one is certainly up there.
Okay.
And so I remember when, you know, kind of when he came in, just kind of watching him work. And he was so quick with everything.
Yeah.
Snapping his fingers.
Sure.
Putting people into a sleep.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It kind of made me a little bit of a believer because, you know, honestly, I was a little bit of a skeptic.
Sure.
Of like, are these people really getting hypnotized or are they just doing what he says to for
right.
a bit?
Exactly. They're faking it.
Right. Right. Did you get hypnotized? I don't remember if you did or not.
I think you chickened out
because I think you were worried that it, because you have such a weak mind, you said that it would.
I have a weak mind?
That it would stick?
I don't think.
I thought that's what you said.
No.
I think those were your words.
Is that what you think I said?
I think you said.
I have such a weak mind, it'll stick.
You didn't say it in that way, but you said it similarly where it was like, I'm worried that I'm too susceptible to that or something.
Well, I think I was worried that I was like too nervous that it wouldn't work. And then we wouldn't have the payoff that we need.
All right. Well, you heard that.
I remember. Said my mind is too weak.
I remember weak mind. I mean,
I've been self-deprecating. Potato, potato. But I don't think I've ever said my mind is weak.
however you fall on the spectrum. Uh-huh. Of is hypnosis a real thing or not? How effective is hypnosis? I know a lot of people have used hypnosis to,
quit bad habits.
Yeah, do good things for themselves.
Yes.
And so
improve their lives in some way.
So honestly, on the scale of odd, this one is up there.
It's a little unusual.
Sure.
It's unusual. But this is the lane that we're in.
Yeah, we have a listener who feels like she's kind of trapped in this weird low-budget thriller because of a habit that she's developed.
A new behavior.
A boyfriend who has hypnotic qualities. Skills if you will. Yes. Maybe she, like you, would admit that she has a weak mind.
Maybe, yes, for her. I, don't contend I ever said that about myself.
All right. Again, details are sketchy. Uh-huh. That's just what I seem to remember.
Got it.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I was being too harsh in how I said that.
Right. A little.
All right. So group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Can honestly, can't believe I'm writing this, but here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it's been a little rough.
Okay.
The weird part started a few weeks ago when he offered to hypnotize me to help me quit smoking.
Okay.
Well, he's done this kind of thing before with his family to help them with stuff like overeating or quitting bad habits, and it actually works.
Mm.
So I figured, why not? Let him try it on me.
Sure.
Well, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't craved a cigarette since.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the catch. Ever since the hypnosis, every time I hear a bell or a chime, I make a little barking noise.
What?
Like a tiny yappy dog bark. I'm not even kidding.
Riff. Let's assume this is serious.
I told him and he swears he didn't add anything like that while I was under. Uh-huh. He even said he'd tried to reverse it, but it still keeps happening. And mm-hmm. Now I'm kind of freaking out, wondering what else he may have slipped into my subconscious that I don't know about.
Wow.
Here's the bigger issue. I've been thinking about ending the relationship for a little while now, but I'm honestly scared he could hypnotize me into not breaking up with him, or worse, do something to get revenge if I do.
Wow.
I know how insane that sounds.
Uh-huh.
But when someone literally has access to your brain, it's hard not to think that way.
Okay.
Am I being paranoid? What should I do? I feel like I'm trapped in some low-budget Netflix thriller.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to my weird little life. Signed, Hypno Girlfriend.
We've done this show for a long time.
We have.
We have had our share of strange, had our share of odd.
A myriad of scenarios we have pondered on this show, for sure.
Unbelievable scenarios sometimes. This one ranks up there as an interesting one. And honestly, we've been sitting on this for a hot minute just because we're like, come on now. And then, hey, you know what? Let's figure this out.
Out the gate, Selena on Facebook says, just tuck your tail between your legs and leave. Little dog reference there. Selena!
Oh, I didn't even get that.
That? You didn't get that?
No, I didn't.
Are you going to do a bell? Don't do a bell. Wait, let's not make her
okay.
Yippy-yap right now.
Too bad she's not on the phone with us.
I feel like that could be awkward. I feel like it could be.
Really?
Yes. Fran says, girl, just dump him. If that's really happening, then you can't trust him anyway. The story is a little hard to swallow, though, just in my opinion. Oh, stop! Don't do that! Here she's somewhere. She's going... Stop.
Okay.
Finger off the button, sir.
You just gotta break up with this guy, right?
You can avoid being hypnotized, right?
What do you mean avoid being hypnotized? Just, maybe she has a weak, susceptible mind.
But isn't this... Stop! But you have to, like, okay, listen to my voice and count backwards. That kind of thing, right? You have to be an active participant in being hypnotized,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so just don't be an active participant anymore.
We're a little late for that.
Okay.
She's already gone under and gotten the, hey, help me quit smoking.
Right. So here's what I think we do. We find someone else who has hypnosis skills to reverse the dog barking thing. Stop!
All right, 502-795-1997. One, I would love to hear if you are skilled in hypnosis, if you've been hypnotized.
Because she needs
like what is your experience with this and how... Because right now, she seems freaked out.
Right, and I don't think we go to boyfriend and say... Because he says he's tried to reverse it and apparently was unsuccessful. So we need to go find
boyfriend's
another
just like,
expert in hypnosis.
Boyfriend's just like, I don't know.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Absolutely.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
This is a unique situation.
It is. We are equal opportunity situations.
Yes, and we need someone with a unique skill set in hypnosis that's not this girl's boyfriend. Okay.
We're in the middle of group therapy. It is an odd one. Our listener got hypnotized by her boyfriend to quit smoking. She feels under hypnosis that he slipped a little. Hey, whenever you hear a chime or a bell, you're gonna bark like a little yip-yap dog. Yeah, so in the history of the show, on a scale of odd,
one to weird,
this is
on the weird
this
part.
Is up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some comments from Facebook. Maisie, I just can't believe I'm actually reading this right now.
Yes.
If you're not happy, leave, LOL. Kelly right. says, wait, what? So yeah. But then Elizabeth, it says, this is funny, not funny. Like, I understand that your boyfriend and you wanted to quit smoking. He helps other people, but now you got it in the back of your head that he's doing something crazy. The fact that he's making you bark like a dog in public is creepy, LOL. I'm sorry, that's funny again, but it's not funny. It's scary. I have ADHD and really bad anxiety, so my thoughts would be going so many different places right now. I would be petrified. I would see if you could find someone who's a professional hypnotist and tell them to undo anything that's been done other than smoking.
Okay. So I just typed into ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what advice would you give a woman who has been hypnotized by her boyfriend into barking when she hears a bell and she wants to break up with him but is worried about retaliation? So here is the response ChatGPT gave.
The music is not helping. Okay.
As a psychologist, yes, my priority would be her safety, autonomy, and mental well-being. I would, one, recognize this is a breach of consent and trust.
Uh-huh.
Two, trust your instinct to leave.
Okay.
Three, make a safe exit plan.
Okay.
Four, undo the hypnotic suggestion safely.
Okay, well, that's where we need some assistance.
So seek help from a licensed hypnotherapist or a psychologist trained in undoing those suggestions.
Can ChatGPT give us some recommendations on that? Names, numbers?
Recommends do not go back to the boyfriend to reverse it.
Right. Well, she already tried that. He said he did.
Yeah.
It didn't stick.
And no, this wasn't your fault.
Right.
Yes.
She trusted him, thought he was staying in one lane. Clearly, we took a side street somewhere.
Clearly, we took a side street somewhere.
Might have been a fire hydrant. Something like that. I'm sorry. We're not intentionally making fun. We're just uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure. And look, I think at the root of it, everybody's saying the same thing. You got to just leave this guy.
Don't stay with the guy.
And then go to someone else.
Right.
To see if you can have some of those subconscious thoughts reversed.
Get a professional hypnotist, not someone
not
that's
your boyfriend.
Dabbling
yeah.
like your boyfriend.
I mean, he's got a success rate, apparently, according to her.
Well, yes, he's helped out family members, which is why she trusted him. And it sounds like he did help her with
quit smoking, with
the intention. But there's a little something else added. Stop.
You can't help yourself.
I can't.
All right.
Well, have I been hypnotized? I mean, you did mention my weak mind earlier.
Listen, I take that back. You're not of weak mind. I'm just remembering the facts incorrectly, apparently.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
So, yes, we if anybody's got any recommendations, know of anyone that has helped, has gotten some assistance with hypnosis that could help reverse this subconscious suggestion that's been implanted in our brain.
Yeah.
That'd
All
be
right.
helpful.
Well, Holly says cognitive behavioral therapist might be helpful coming from a psychology
that
major.
Sounds
so thank
like
you, Holly. Appreciate that.
Yes, that sounds very technical.
That sounds technical and official, and that's where we'll end it.
Okay.
So, hey, if you got any other suggestions, the Facebook thread is open at Ben and Kelly Show. Keep us posted. Let's hope nothing else happens. That's group therapy. Hey, let's play a fun game, shall we? Called Minute to Win It. Now, we're going to give a nod a little bit to the guys at Dude Perfect, right? Because they always do things that are timed, and they're always like challenges and things like that on YouTube. So that's what we're going to do. Say hi to Amanda calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
You know what? We're great.
We're
Thank
super.
You. You know what? No
Thanks
one ever asks us.
Exactly.
And
we're asking about our well-being.
I do. I appreciate that. I am doing all right,
Kindness
you know?
Matters.
My daughter's going away to camp today, so I'm feeling some sort of way, but that's
okay.
It's okay. But we're not doing that right now.
It was a lot of sharing.
Amanda's got blonde hair, is 5'6", works for Gordon Food Service, and has been married 15 years.
Yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
At a bar on St. Patrick's Day.
Love that.
So romantic.
I love that.
Organic.
Amanda, yes. I am all about St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
And the vibe and the energy that happened during that day. And was he wearing a green morph suit, or was he dressed in any sort of way?
He was not. We were both actually working. The bar that I worked at for years and years, and he just came in as a help person, and I didn't even know who he was. I was like, who's this guy?
You're like,
I thought he's cute.
He's kind of hot.
That was cute.
All right, I like that. All right,
we'll
Amanda.
Break together.
So what we're going to do, we're going to throw 60 seconds on the clock, and we're going to toss 10 pop culture questions your way.
Rapid fire style. So if you can't really come up with the answer immediately, just say pass. We'll come back around to it at the end if we got time.
Okay.
Let's try to get through as many of these as you can.
Yep. Your time will start when we finish asking the first question. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Finish the Lady Gaga song title. Die with a blank.
Smile.
Yes.
Smile.
What sports brand has a swoosh for a logo?
Nike.
Yes. Which movie franchise features a love triangle between Bella, Edward, and Jacob?
Twilight.
Yes. What professional sports does Joe Burrow play?
NFL. Football.
Yes. Who is movie producer J.J. Abrams' famous pop star daughter?
Ooh, pass.
Okay. Happy Gilmore is a movie starring which famous comedian?
Adam Sandler.
Yes. Which artist released the 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Anna Wintour stepped down as editor-in-chief for which fashion magazine?
Vogue.
Yes. Which 2006 movie was based on that magazine?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes. Name one member of Dude Perfect.
Oh, God, we watch it all the time, but I don't know their
name. Oh. Time's up. Yeah. You did good,
you
by
did
the
really
way.
You did really well.
You did good. We would have accepted Tyler.
Yeah.
The twins, what are their names? Corey and Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Cody.
Garrett.
Garrett.
And yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or so, the purple hoser, the tall guy, the twins.
Yeah, he's Garrett, right? Yeah.
Yes, Garrett's the purple hoser.
Sure.
Yes.
And then movie producer J.J. Abrams' famous pop star daughter is...
Gracie
Abrams.
Yep.
That's so true. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of that, and St. Patrick's Day. Hey, by the way, do you want to hear Gracie Abrams' song, That's So True, as done by a leprechaun?
Ooh, maybe.
You do.
All right,
Plus
all right.
You do.
All right, all right.
You
here,
do.
Here, listen to this.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in a glass house on outside. Look at it, the big blue eyes. Did it just hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it, oh yeah, that's my life.
Yeah, so there you go. There's a little taste
you
of...
You didn't know you needed that, but you did.
A little Gracie
you
Abrams
did.
As a leprechaun.
You
so,
did.
Hey, Amanda, thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And, well done.
And hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Good. What a great story. I love the fact that it was St. Patrick's Day that brought her and her husband together.
At a bar.
I know.
This is great.
What a love story. I love it.
That's an epic love story.
I love it. I love every part of it. All right,
so
there you go.
Organic.
Minute to win it. AX. Maybe if you're hunting for a job, this might be a thing to consider. It's 99.7 DJX. There's a TikToker who has some advice, and it's been shared around TikTok quite a bit. Listen.
Not one word on my resume is true. And I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate. And he took one look at my resume and he goes, Prime 7 is a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me. Who are making up.
Okay, so wait, let's translate. He's saying make stuff up to get the job?
Yeah, he's saying because
okay.
He is.
And it's working for
and
him.
And you're competing against people like him who are embellishing so much on their resume.
And he's just banking on nobody's following up. No one's checking the references.
Yeah.
No one's doing any homework. They're just like taking whatever's on your resume, consuming it, saying that looks great.
That looks great.
Wow. Is that where we're at?
I don't know.
Is that where we're at? You just make whatever up and that's, you just go with that.
Well, if the hiring managers are so overwhelmed with their just day to day, hiring takes a long time.
It's kind of like its own job.
Yeah, it is a long process because you should. You know, due diligence, vet the employee, mm-hmm. potential employee, vet the candidates, you know, get back with the candidates, all that stuff.
I mean, people even like stalk social media of candidates.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And so
there's a lot of research and homework that goes into trying to figure out good people to hire.
You know, and sometimes people take the word of someone who knows this person over anything that they may write on their resume.
Sure.
Or they may just briefly skim their resume. It looks good. Let's bring them in for an interview without doing like...
Really checking up on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if they interview well, great.
Yeah. Then you're hired.
You're golden.
So
this is how this person has skated through.
I guess this is how this guy Noah
and tossing out this kind of advice, just lie.
He's saying lie on your resume because everyone is doing it, and if you don't, you're gonna get beaten by someone who does.
And listen, don't just lie; do it really well.
What if you have a decent resume as it is? Like,
apparently, that's not good enough.
I guess
sir.
That's not good enough.
Which is crazy because we're always like, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, but I also think, okay.
Is this like a nice guys finish last kind of a mentality?
What would you even lie about on your resume?
Experience?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this guy, one of his examples was.
Honestly,
he made up a company in it completely. Like, this company didn't exist. He made it up and said he worked there. And the person interviewing was, oh, that's a good company.
No, I know of people who have not gotten jobs because they're too qualified.
Oh.
And it's like, this job is beneath your qualifications. And, you know.
Which means you're welcome. Like, I'm going to do that even more amazing job for you then.
Or, you know, and I think maybe the employer's thinking, okay, you're just using this as a
springboard
branch. Just a way to get from point A to point B.
Pay some bills until you find the thing that fits you best.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we want someone who's a little less qualified who will stick around a little longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Is that how we ended up?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, these two chuckleheads.
Nobody else is qualified. Like, so we'll go with these guys.
I guess this is what we'll do.
I mean, I literally haven't been, I haven't looked for
you
a
haven't
job.
Had to need to.
No,
yeah,
I haven't needed to look for a job in 26 years.
Thankfully. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, which is a good thing because I think the one and only resume I ever had, I used like funky fonts and like
would
colors.
You still have to
and I had a graphic of a cassette tape. I put little pictures in the
that dates
margins.
A little bit
and, yeah I know
dates
and, well my
bit.
Resume was on a cassette tape, which again dates it, and then I put in where my education is, I put edumacation.
Well, in some professions apparently that works.
I think it played.
What I would love to hear, did you lie on a resume and nail a job?
Yeah, did you fudge anything on it?
Yeah, so what I would love to know is what the lie was, what job you were hired to do, and then whether you're still there. I mean, I think it'd be easier to admit if you had already left that job, honestly. But 502-795-1997, we'll take some of those stories on the way. Justin said, before LinkedIn and the internet, I always put my stepdad as my boss, who always gave me a great reference.
Get out!
Talked about how much they would miss me.
That's so great.
That's good.
That's good. That's so great. I mean, not great, because again, it's lying. But
but he's a reference.
Right.
And well, what's he the boss of? Maybe he's the boss of
being
the
awesome.
Grill. Yes. Yeah. He's the boss of the grill or being awesome, right?
Oh,
who's
wow.
to say? All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those.
Let's share some lies.
Yeah, lies. Sharing lies on the Ben and Kelly Show. How bad you lying on your resume? And did you get in over your head because of a lie that you put on your resume that landed you an actual job?
This is literally shocking that this person goes on TikTok and just says, make stuff up on your resume. That's how you get ahead now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody's doing. You should do it too. Be your own reference.
I got a text from a listener twice in my career. Two people that have worked with me have stolen my experience to apply for jobs. And it got back to me. One listing it on LinkedIn. And then one applied for a job where I currently work, claiming my experience. They did not get that role.
Oh, wow.
So I remember there was a radio station I worked at earlier in my career. And there was, you know, in our industry, they'll have those blind, like, jobs postings.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we're looking for a witty morning show host in a mid to large city.
I applied to one of those too back in the day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so then it's like, all right, you know, here we go. And this person applied to it and it was for their job.
What a stunning way to find out you're getting fired.
Yeah, what a way to, well, I mean, it came around after the fact because once they had hired someone new, that this was the blind,
oh my
this was
gosh.
The blind job. And so I think this person knew that they were on their way out or whatever, and so was applying to things.
Oh,
and so
my
applied
gosh.
To his own job.
Oh wow.
Kim said
I applied to one of those, and it was for like, it was a job in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I went as far as, like, they offered me the job. I got flown out there and did the interview and all the things.
Wined and dined.
They said, took me to the Mall of America.
We want you here.
And I said, sold. I want to go live in the Mall of America.
This was when our current company then like threatened to sue you if you did.
I thought they were all going to be like, oh my gosh, we are so proud of you and glad to be a part of your success. And a high five, that's like a huge leap in market size. And wow, you're going to be so successful. Because I was going to be working with like a legend in the industry, right? And then, they were like, well, we'll sue you if you go.
You're like, ow.
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 That kind of deflated me a little bit.
Kim said, I once got a job as a social media coordinator for a boutique clothing store. I said I had managed influencer campaigns for a vegan skincare line. The reality was I had actually just made memes for my dog's Instagram. No, I left after 4 months when they asked me to run TikTok ads and I panicked. That's funny.
From my dog's Instagram is practically the same thing.
It's practically the same thing. What lie did you say the job that you were hired for and whether you're still working there?
Alyssa, event planner assistant, wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
The lie, I claimed that I coordinated 12 weddings.
Okay.
The reality, I just helped my cousin glue fake pearls on centerpieces once. You still there? Nope. After I scheduled the cake delivery after the reception, I quietly disappeared.
Wow. They scheduled the cake delivery for after the reception?
Oh,
that's rough. That's rough.
Oh, dang.
Brad said, I applied to be a dog walker on a pet app. I said I had dog CPR training. Got me the job. I watched a 5-minute YouTube video about it. And yes, I still am there. Dogs love me. No emergencies yet, thank goodness.
Oh, great. Well, you know, there's still time to actually learn the
skill. Yeah, you can still learn it after the fact, I guess.
And then the lie is not a lie anymore. Amanda says retail manager shoe store.
Mm.
The lie, I said I oversaw inventory and staff scheduling. The reality is I folded shirts at Forever 21 and once got yelled at for hiding in a dressing room. Also not still there. Got promoted too fast, panicked, faked a family emergency and ghosted.
Oh, geez, Amanda.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Kayla says, I applied to be a freelance graphic designer by pretending to know how to use Adobe Illustrator. Oh, yeah, because especially for those type of jobs, ask, hey, specific programs are you adept in?
Yeah.
And Kayla says, I only knew how to crop photos in Canva.
But she said she's not still there, but she did manage to design a passable logo, and they still use it.
All right,
so
that's
there you
good.
Go, success.
There you go.
Renee was applying to be a bartender. Mm-hmm. Said I could make over 100 cocktails from memory.
That's pretty cool.
The reality is she knew how to pour a rum and coke in fake confidence.
There you go.
Still there. Turns out 90% of people just want a beer and someone to nod at their stories.
That's funny. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to the hiring manager over at Goodwood. Yeah, you know, Goodwood Whiskey Row. Yeah. We were doing that. And she was like, because I was talking about my daughters and how they're baristas and things like that. And she's like, you know what? Honestly, I will hire someone who has zero experience as a bartender who was a barista.
Because they have to know so much.
Because they have to know so much and they can work in those pressure-packed environments and things like that.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Just different ingredients.
Those are funny.
Yeah. That's Heather good. Says, I got a job as a babysitter for a wealthy family from next door.
Oh, okay.
I said I had a child psychology background.
Oh.
When in reality, I took one intro psych class and read Goodnight Moon once.
Heather, that sounds like I took a half a semester of pre-med.
Yes,
so
I'm practically a doctor.
Exactly. She literally used the bit I've been talking about for years. Is she still working for
us? No, she said nope. Oh. Their kid asked me what a Roth IRA was, and I just bowed out.
I was like, you know what? That's over my head. I got to go. All right. Those are funny. Thank you for the stories there.
Oh, gosh. Wait. One more, Claire. I got a job as an office admin at a chiropractor's office.
Uh-huh.
I said I was certified in medical billing.
Sure.
The reality was I once Googled what a copay was. I'm still there.
Come on.
I got the hang of it.
Okay.
Plus, I get free back cracks.
See, you know what?
Win-win.
I honestly believe sometimes if you can get in there, you're like, you know what? I'll figure it out once I get in there.
Well, honestly, my first job out of college, like I was hired originally just to be like a midday, you know, air personality. And then they called back like the day before I was moving here and they said, do you want to be promotions director too?
Right.
And I'm like, Okay.
You're like, all right.
No idea how to do that job, but I got the name and the number of the person I was replacing.
Yeah.
And I called her incessantly and learned on the job.
Well, I similar to you, I got a job and about a month in, they were like, hey, we want you to be production director too, which is the person that handles like producing all the commercials and things that you hear. And they're like, what experience do you have? I was like, they're like, great. Here's $500 extra a year.
Wow.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Count me in.
Sign me up.
Count me in.
That's amazing.
$500 extra a year.
What did you ever do the math to break that down?
No, of course not. I would have been too depressed.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyways, good stories there. Thank you for that. It's Ben and Kelly. This is a segment called A Setting the Bar Story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Sure. So yeah, going all out for your birthday, whether it's like your 21st birthday, man, sometimes you don't have very fond memories of your 21st birthday because your friends take you out and, you know, you end up barfing in a plant there outside the bar and you don't remember much, but hey, it was fun at the time, right?
Seemed like a good idea.
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without going so crazy on your birthday that you steal a trolley, wind up getting arrested, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, stealing anything is probably not going to go well for you. It's going to ruin the birthday celebration a little bit.
Yeah, Jonathan, he lives in Key West. He is celebrating his 57th birthday by doing some illegal drugs. Stealing a trolley.
Oh, boy.
Driving it around town. Even picked up tourists.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Because the tourists were like, oh, wow, cool, a trolley.
Oh, dang.
Get on board.
Oh, no. Toot, it's the birthday express.
I guess he got to the, like, trolley station, right? Right around lunchtime.
Oh, he okay.
He left his car on with...
He left it running?
Yeah, he left it running.
Sure.
With rock music blasting on the radio.
All right.
Told an employee he used to work there, and he just needed to take a look at one of those old trolleys.
While my car's running?
I guess.
Okay.
So, apparently he was convincing enough, because the employee was like, well, he seems legit.
Oh my gosh.
So, they thought maybe, all right, he's probably got permission to take it. Obviously, Jonathan didn't.
No.
So, cops eventually found him on the other side of town. You know the picture of the southernmost point buoy? It's a famous picture there in Key West. It's like says 90 miles to Cuba.
Right, yes.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Listen, so, if that's the mugshot, I would take one look at that guy. And legit is not going to be anywhere in my brain. Crazy person would be in my brain.
So
I would say no, sir.
Yeah, so he was there. Cops found him there. He had driven at least a mile, picked up several tourists along the way.
That's insanity.
And they said, hey, buddy, Jonathan, we're going to have to arrest you. He was like, it's my birthday. And he
thought that gave him a license to do anything he wanted.
And he just borrowed the trolley, guys.
It's fine once you find out it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah.
It was my birthday. I was very drunk.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's facing charges for burglary, grand theft auto, possession of drug paraphernalia.
Sure.
So all that stuff.
Wow. You know what? It sounds like he needs better friends to keep him from making these decisions.
No, his friends are probably like, oh, that's just Jonathan.
That's so Jonathan.
That's Johnny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so again, hey, we get it. Sometimes when you have a birthday party, it's fun. You can tie one on. You can have a little fun and, you know, but don't do as Jonathan did.
There's a whole lot of don't do that's
and
in there.
Go so crazy on your birthday that you steal a trolley taking confused tourists around.
His hair is crazy.
Yeah, it is
in
crazy.
His mugshot. Like, it looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, well, he has.
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. There you go. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. I would be lying if I said that our group therapy...
Is this today. A crazy person song?
Wasn't,
is this music that signifies a little cray-cray was on the show?
Wasn't a little A little out there.
It was
a little odd.
Unusual.
Yeah.
In a lane we typically are not in.
Yeah, but you know, every now and then we got to branch out and got to do that sort of thing.
Sure.
So yeah, I mean, we had been sitting on this for a hot minute, but it involves hypnosis and it involves maybe, you know, learning things about your boyfriend, soon to be ex-boyfriend. And it involves a yappy dog.
And so, a bell or chime.
Yeah, so there's that.
I think solid.
Yeah,
solid pieces of advice in finding a different hypnosis expert to try to get her out of it.
Point in bringing this up is if you didn't hear it in real time, you gotta listen to this. All right.
There's still, the jury is out, I think, according to some listeners, about whether this is real or not. But you know what? Who are we to judge? If people come to us with their personal experiences, we're not going to say, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can check that out, WDGX.com, tap listen.
Worth a listen.
Yeah. Also, want to point you to T's and P's for Joe Jonas, all right?
T's and P's?
Yeah, T's and P's for Joe Jonas and his tiny nipples.
This happened like 2 days ago, I think. I was walking with my buddy in Soho.
Yeah.
And this person sees me and she goes, oh.
Oh.
We were just talking about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, nice. Cool. Nice things, I hope. She goes, we were talking actually about your tiny nipples.
I'm sorry, what happened? Sorry, what?
And so he was taken aback.
Perfectly reacted to that. He's just like,
I think they're quite average.
Yeah. He was like, I'd not really thought about my nipples before.
Nope.
Didn't think that they were abnormally small.
Never spent 1 second dissecting my nipples until now.
So, by the way, according to a 2018 study in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, the average nipple size for a male is 26.6 millimeters, or about a little over an inch.
Okay, to be able to measure his nipples.
Sounds normal. And also seeing a couple shirtless photos of Joe on his Instagram,
nothing stood out.
Yeah, it looks like he's got normal-sized nipples.
Okay, so like you've never seen him shirtless and like, whoa, what's going on there?
Yeah, no, I haven't. No, I've only seen a couple pictures on his Instagram.
I should probably start doing my research and look up shirtless pictures of Joe Jonas, just, you know, to do my due diligence.
It would honestly...
Just for research purposes.
Yeah, for research purposes, you should. So, anyway, T's and P's for Joe and his tiny nipples.
And now a new insecurity, apparently, that's been unlocked.
Unlocked, that he didn't know he had. So, all right. What else, Kelly? Anything else?
Oh, my gosh. There is, if you want to be fully wrecked emotionally, check out this video of Jelly Roll trying to get through I Am Not Okay at a recent concert after he spots this young girl's sign in the front row. She's sobbing. And then he's trying to get through it. It's so precious and sweet and powerful.
If you were to look at Jelly Roll, would you think that he had...
I'm not dissecting
tinier,
Jelly Roll's nipples.
Average or above average size
say
nipples.
Proportionate.
Okay.
I'll say proportionate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That'll do it for us.
All right.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.